We're learning Shmiras HaLoshon, Shar HaTorah, Perek Gimel. And we left off, last when we learned, where the Chavetz Chaim was very powerful. As someone's commented on the last share, we said that was a powerful share. And basically the Chavetz Chaim was telling us we have an obligation to learn Torah. If we have other things to do with our lives, parnasa or other obligations, we need to take care of them. That does not exclude or excuse the fact that we still have an obligation to learn Torah. Not to repeat the whole shir, but let's continue with the paragraph which begins, V'loy lechinam nimshala ha-Torah lelechem. It's not by chance that the Torah is compared to bread. There's a comparison that the Torah is compared to bread. What is the connection? Dichsiv, it says in Mishlei, Perek Tes, Pasuk Hei, L'chu lachmu b'lachmi. What does it mean, L'chu lachmu b'lachmi? Come and take from my bread. What does this mean? K'shem shalechem hu soyed halev, just like bread satiates and nourishes the heart, as David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim Kuf Dalet Tezvav, V'lechem levav enosh yisod, that the bread, the lechem, nourishes the man's heart. What happens if a person doesn't eat bread, doesn't eat for a few days? V'im lo yoicha lechem yoima yamayim. If a person doesn't eat for a day or two, nech lash liboy, he won't eat bread, his heart will become weak. If lechem, we're saying now, nourishes the heart, if food gives strength to the person, if he doesn't eat for a day or two, he'll become weak. V'kol shekein, im lo yoicha lechem shavua, even more so, if he doesn't eat bread for a week, nech lash liboy moid, his heart will become very weak. And it'll be very difficult for him to retain and to bring back and to attain the strength that he lost. We know the unfortunate situation of after the concentration camps were after they were liberated. The soldiers, the American soldiers, the Russian soldiers, whoever the soldiers were, they wanted to give food. They gave food to the survivors. And they were so malnourished that their bodies couldn't take the intake of the food. And many of them died because of the difference of what their bodies were used to. They were so weak. And that is a very appropriate point and understanding to what the mashal, the Chavetz Chaim here is telling us in regards to a person that does not learn Torah will have a difficult time to replenish and bring nourishment to his neshama. He says, Kain mamish, literally, limud ha-Torah hu soyed es nefesh hakdoisha sheyesh ba'ish ha-Yisraeli. Learning Torah is the energy source for the person's holy soul that exists in a Jewish man. V'im lo yilmoid eize yomim, if chas v'chalila, if chalila v'chas, a person will not learn for some days, for some time. The koshikein shavua sholeim, learn for a whole week. Nechleshes ad me'oid, his spiritual being is very weak. Al kain, therefore, tzarech lizar ad moed. A person has to be very careful. A person has to be very careful. Just like a person goes out when it's very dark, he puts on the reflector. He wants to make sure he walks in a safe situation when it's very dark at night. A person puts on a seatbelt. You know, it's an interesting thing, if you think about it. We all put on seatbelts, Baruch Hashem, for the most part, out of rote. You know, just like you put the key in the car, we know how to drive. I remember the first time I took my driving, uh, my driving instructions, you know, decades ago. Well, this is before the test, you know, to learn how to drive. I came back, my deltoids, my arms were so sore. I was gripping onto that steering wheel with such strength and nervousness. Nah, it's too stressed out. You know, driving car, you know, it's not a go-kart. Nah, you drive, we don't think, you know. How many times are we supposed to go to one place and then the car just out of route, we usually go that direction, we go to the wrong place. You know, and then of course we get to the place we had to late, you know. A person has to realize that if he doesn't feed his neshama, he becomes weak. His neshama is weakened. He says, not to nullify the kvius, the set time a person has to learn for even one day. Besides for the fact, the intrinsic fact, that it is a danger. If he doesn't learn Torah on a Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday will suffer. It's just like if a person doesn't exercise one day, the next days his body will feel it. We just had a Bein Zmanim. I spent some time playing some sports and ball with my children. I don't usually do this on a regular basis. I will tell you, I felt it. Quite sore. I didn't know I had these muscles in my body. It's the same thing in the spiritual level. When a person doesn't learn Torah on a Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday will suffer. On one point, if he doesn't learn on a Monday, it's very possible that comes Tuesday and Wednesday, he won't learn either. As the Torah tells us, if you forsake me for a day, says the Torah HaKadosha, it's not one day, it's 2 days. It's hard to get back into it. It's very difficult afterwards to start again brand new and to set times to learn Torah. We get stuck in our ways. And for a person who doesn't have the kfiyas itim l'Torah, the set time to learn, it's very difficult. And even if you had that kvius beforehand, but if you stopped the kvius, it's very hard to get back into it. I want to digress for a minute. I want to digress for a minute and discuss something which is not so much off topic. One of the things which I do, as people sitting here know, I encourage people to come to learn. I encourage people to come to learn. Either personally, either through shluchim, messengers, okay? But I have a long reach, a long arm. And one of the responses people tell me is that, you know, I'm learning on my own, I'm learning this, I'm learning that, which is great. Everybody should be learning on their own as well. However, for the average person, we'll say Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Vracha was definitely a yochid miyuchud, an extremely, extremely special individual who could have accomplished what he did, to learn by himself and to mechavin al pi derech emes, and to be so successful. That's a yochid miyuchud. But for the average person, if he doesn't learn with a chabura, with a group of people, besides for all the other aspects of the siyat d'shmaya that he gets, most probably from my experience of speaking to people, they will drop it. If they haven't started, they will drop it. I've had this conversation throughout my years of speaking to people and encouraging them to come to learn. So they say to me, I'll learn on my own. I come back to them a few months later. I said, so how, not to dig it to them and stick it to them. I said, well, how are things doing? How is your state doing? They smile. It's the same smirk. It's the same smile. And they say to me, didn't really get started. So then I again re-invite them to come to the Chabura, to come to a Shir. Now, once again, I'm not encouraging people not to learn by themselves. It's always good to have your private starter. But there is a certain power of learning with a group, a stability, a kvius that exists, that if one learns by himself, it's just such a bigger Yetzirah to keep it going, to get a start and to keep it going on a regular basis. So one little story I'll share with you, to mechazik this point. Years ago, I was in Flatbush for a Shabbos by my in-laws. And there was a tremendous snowstorm. Something obviously it was in the past couple of years, because we haven't seen snow in the past couple of years. Tremendous snowstorm. I mean, you had to like pick up your feet. Yeah, maybe it was 09, whatever it was. It was a big snowstorm. And Sunday morning, Flatbush, there wasn't a car on the road. Nobody was moving. And for whatever reason, I guess I wanted to start shoveling early to somehow make it back to Philadelphia. I downed by an early shachris. And it was such a beautiful Kiddush Hashem which I saw. Once again, the streets in Flatbush were quiet, which doesn't happen so often. Beautiful white snow everywhere. But you come to the shul, the minyan is there. And after the minyan, I hear someone say, okay, who's giving shir today? Daf yoimi. They have a kvias. Now, person will say, oh, what do they remember? What do they know? Put that aside. Think about the kvias. I'm not here to encourage daf yoimi. That's not my point. I'm here to encourage kvias. A set kvias to learn Torah. And davening was over. Let's get to business. Let's get to work right away. Who is giving the shir today? Whose turn is it? This is a day when people could sleep in a little later. No one's going anywhere. The snowstorm is everywhere. But they have their minyan kavua, they have their shir kavua, and they're going to keep it going, no matter what. It's a tremendous, tremendous chizuk to everyone to add that kvias. Continues the Chofetz Chaim. Even those days which he does learn. If the set times which he learns is chopped up. The Kedusha that comes from Limud HaTorah does not rest on this person so strong. Hashem's Shechina is not with him so much. What does that mean? It gets chopped up. Let's say in an hour's time of learning, when they should be learning for 60 minutes, or in a half an hour's time, they answer the phone, have mundane conversations in the middle of the learning, as what's called space out. Then the result of such a learning is it's not a half an hour worth of learning. It's kiroim. It's chopped up. It's cut up to pieces. Masha'en kein, however, the opposite. Im hakviyu shuloi hi besmidus. If a half an hour means a half an hour, if 60 minutes means 60 minutes, kedusha gedoyla v'noyro shayra alimunahu v'limud. I'll call limud v'limud. Then there is a tremendous kedusha that rests on such a limud haTorah. Okay, and therefore, imachmas deicha godol muchrach levatel be'izah yoyim hakviyah shaloi. Therefore, if there's a certain pressing reason that a person has to, and he's not able to make his regular scheduled learning on that day, how should he view it? Is he exempt? The Chofetz Chaim here tells us, Yehei olav mamish A person has to view it as an obligation. When a person owes someone a dollar, and he sees that person, he remembers, he takes out the dollar from his wallet and he pays the person. Ah, he remembers, oh, I borrowed a dollar from you. A person has to have the mental mindset, the approach has to be that I owe this person the money, I will pay him the money. The person has to say, I will pay back this time that I didn't learn. That's how it has to be viewed. If I missed my kvius, I owe it. I owe it to Hashem. I have to make it up. K'may de'isa be'erivin, as is brought down the Gemara in Erivin, al Rav Acho bar Yaakov, regards to Rav Acho bar Yaakov, dehava Yosef bi'yamama upara b'leilya. When he was busy with his livelihood, as Rashi says, k'sheyetor l'parnasosoy, when he was busy making a living, lovo mismanoi bayoim, vaya pairea balaila kivias itoi lilimud hatayra. He would borrow time from the daytime and would repay that time that was set aside for daytime learning on the very next night. He would, we'll take the girsas later if you don't mind. We see over here the concept we want to take out from this. Is the obligation. It's a mindset. It's an approach. You know, I'll tell you, my children, there's what they call the Shabbos davening treat. Okay, so what does that mean? So, you daven Shabbos morning, you know, the little ones, right? The older ones come to shul, the little ones. So they have the Shabbos davening treat. I've never seen them be Michael, you know, forgo the Shabbos davening treat if they had another treat. Let's say they came home from school and somehow it lasted till Shabbos. And they ate that treat. So you think, okay, how much sugar do you need already? So they had that sugar in the system. But it's still, wait a minute, this Shabbos davening treat. You're not going to let, it's an obligation. Pick up the sitter, turn some pages, say some words, daven. And now, okay, mommy, what's today's Shabbos davening treat? It's like a chiv. It's a responsibility. I need that now. That's right. There's a mindset. What is the mindset that the person has? The Chafetz Chaim is telling us, every single Jew, it doesn't say this is for a person by the name of Reuven, a person named Levi. Every single Jew has to have an obligation, a mindset with it. There's an obligation. That there's something called a Meseches Brachos. There's something called Meseches Shabbos. There's Mishnayos, there's Gemara. It applies to everyone. And there's Halacha, and there's Shulchan Aruch, and there's Aruch Chaim, and Yerodeya. And there's all. The Torah is endless, and that's what we're supposed to be occupying our time with. Not with which team is in last place and which team is in first place. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we say, Ashabachar Boni Mikol Ha'am, Hashem chose us, Mikol Ha'amim, from amongst all the nations of the world. Hashem gave us what? Hashem gave us His Torah. This Torah is what our occupation, our time is to be spent on. For every single Jew. And the person is busy one day, so he's busy that day. But he has to realize, wait a minute, I have a chayiv, I have an obligation, I have to pay it up. I have to pay up that chayiv. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim here is telling us. It's the mindset. How do we approach our morning day? How do we approach the evening, nighttime? How do we approach our life as a Jew? As my obligation of what I have to do every single day. In Me'etz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with the Zera Kodesh and Parshas Pekudei. Thank you very much and have a nice day.